This month's edition of Buffalo Spree focuses on three vacant church structures in the city. In this week's Press Pass interview, WBFO's Eileen Buckley is joined by Spree editor Elizabeth Licata to discuss the ongoing Preservation Ready series. The installment this month is titled Sacred Spaces Under a Death Watch.
The three churches that we chose, and it was difficult because there are a number of churches that are not being used as churches anymore, are empty, are threatened, maybe moved. So we looked at three churches in particular for a reason, because they kind of represent sort of a progression. You have St. Adalbert's on the east side that is technically was merged with St. John Canty, but can still be used for religious services and is. And there's a fight between the parishioners and the diocese about whether or not it can be open for regular mass every week, but you can definitely still being used for services, weddings, and so on. And then you have Our Lady of Lourdes on Main Street. Now that has been closed for a while, not as a Catholic church, but was used by another denomination for quite some time until it was purchased by Ellicott Development just a couple of years back. That is on the verge of some type of development. We don't know what yet. Ellicott Development owns a lot of property in that area. They have demolition requests for some of the residential property. They have plans. We don't exactly know what they are because they've got their hands full. They're now working on the Greystone, which was also on our list, so that's good. So we're kind of waiting to see what they want to do there. And then, of course, you have Transfiguration, which has really been empty for quite some time. It is not. The interior, by anyone who has seen it, is not in good shape. There's some question as to whether demolition was done by the diocese before they sold it. There was a big court case to keep it from being demolished. It's now owned by a group that has done enough, I guess, to keep themselves out of housing court. But it's still clearly, it's vacant. It needs help. Nothing's happening there. So it's sort of this progression of sort of, still sort of vibrant to, there's hope to, we just don't know.
So now I understand why it says under death watch.
Well, yeah.
And you're talking about churches that trace back to the 1800s when they were built.
It's when you look at the history and read it, you can see what's happening here, because when these churches were founded, these churches were bursting at the seams. They're like, we've got to have another church. Their parishioners were crying out, the Germans run that one. We're going to have our own French one, which I think was Lourdes. And we're going to have our own another Polish church. This church won't hold us anymore. We don't like this minister. It's really interesting, mm-hmm. histories. But now, that's not happening anymore. You don't have that kind of those huge, enthusiastic, fervent, passionate, faithful anymore. They are not there. So what are you going to do?
And yet the materials inside are so ornate and so
beautiful.
Yeah, just phenomenal.
So beautiful, but the reuse possibilities are limited. I don't really discuss this in the article, but, a Babeville solution is not possible with these churches. You cannot have, even though it's certainly well documented that Jesus liked wine, you cannot have alcohol service. It can't be a nightclub. It can't be, Babeville's not a nightclub. However, they have parties there and so on. You can't do that. And what you have is you could have a community center, some sort of art gallery. In fact, there's one in Black Rock that is.
Yes, it's all the artwork from the.
Yeah. And housing, very hard reuse lift, very difficult.
And as you move ahead with your Preservation Ready pieces, you're also looking toward the social networking side.
Oh, yes.
The Facebook groups?
It started with the Preservation Ready Sites Facebook group, which you can find on Facebook simply by putting in Preservation Ready Sites. And I'm also hoping to work more with the Young Preservationists of Buffalo, because they are here. Many of the members of the Preservation Ready Sites do not live in Buffalo. And I actually have a Facebook message from Megan Bacco of the Buffalo's Young Preservationists, a new inclusive group that welcomes interested young people from all related fields to specifically encourage this generation in the preservation and redevelopment of our region. And this goes well beyond just saving one or two buildings. It's property and policy research to prevent citywide demolitions, particularly on the east side. Providing insights for Buffalo's Green Code and Buffalo's Preservation Plan. Working with partners for sacred spaces to ease regulations of adaptive reuse of religious places. Developing preservation curriculum in partnership with Buffalo State College. So visit, again, on Facebook, visit Buffalo's Young Preservationists. They're thinking outside the box of very sort of traditional reuses and thinking more sort of easier and maybe not so much of a financial lift as well.
I just want to extend happy holidays and a happy new year to you and your staff at Buffalo Spree.
Happy holidays to you, Eileen, and everybody at BFO. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Elizabeth.